water of baptism had already cleansed Peter, made him clean. This foot washing is more akin to what we would call confession and absolution. It is the living out of baptism, the daily drowning of the old Adam in us and the rising to life of the new man. As we live out our baptized life, we are constantly returning to the Lord in repentance and hungering to hear his word of forgiveness. We are clean. Only our feet need washing. On that same night, of course, Jesus also instituted the Lord's Supper, the New Testament in his blood. I wonder what the disciples must have thought of that. There they are, celebrating the Passover meal together, as they had done before. They are celebrating the feast, remembering when the angel of death passed over the houses of the Israelites, but destroyed the firstborn in all of Egypt. But suddenly, Jesus changes the Passover liturgy. He says some strange things. This bread is my body. This wine is my blood. Perhaps even more unnerving to the disciples would have been Jesus to command to them to drink the blood. The disciples knew very well the commands of the Old Testament. You do not drink the blood. The flesh of the animal sacrifices was often eaten by the priests or by others, but sometimes not. But the blood was never consumed. It was poured out or sprinkled on the Ark of the Covenant or sprinkled on the people. In fact, the Israelites were never permitted to eat any blood of any animal at any time. Because as the Lord said, the life is in the blood. So we see that on this night, the night when Jesus was betrayed, both water and blood play an important role. They also play an important role in the events of tomorrow. When Jesus' dead body hung on the cross, a soldier pierced his side, and out of his side flowed blood and water. When you were baptized, you were washed with water. When you come to this altar to receive the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, you receive the body and the blood. John writes in 1 John chapter 5, "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree." Agree? These three agree that in the death and resurrection of Jesus, we are given the forgiveness of sins and life and salvation, and that these priceless gifts come to us even now through God's Spirit, in his word, through our baptisms, in the supper. Jesus comes to us now. He gives us his Spirit in the water and in the blood. After God's people crossed the Red Sea, they cried out for water in the wilderness, for there was nothing to drink. And the Lord gave them water from the rock, and they drank, and they lived. In the book of Jeremiah, the Lord calls himself living water. And in the New Testament, Jesus says that whoever believes in him will receive living water, and out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. In the water of the font, you received life. For those waters are indeed living waters because God has connected his promises to those waters for you. You were born out of water, and now springs of living water well up in you, the fruits of faith that God has called you to do. Like Noah in the ark and the Israelites at the Red Sea, you received your salvation through water, the water of baptism. This new birth in water washed you, cleansed you, incorporated you into Christ's body, The date of your baptism is your spiritual birthday. But God does not leave us to fend for ourselves after we are reborn, after we become his children in the water. He didn't leave the Israelites out there wandering in the wilderness with no food, no water to take care of themselves after they passed through the Red Sea. No, he came to them. He fed them. He forgave their sins. And he comes to us. He feeds us. He forgives our sins. He is our good shepherd. He washes our feet in the absolution. He sets a table for us at this altar in the presence of our enemies, the enemies of this world. Our cup overflows. And what is in that cup? His holy and precious blood. The water from Christ's side flowed into the font of baptism, and the blood flows into the cup of blessing for us to drink, to refresh us, to sustain us on the journey. And when we, those baptized in water, come to the altar to receive what Christ gives us, it is no ordinary food and drink that we consume. And although we do this meal in remembrance of Jesus as he has commanded, the sacrament of the altar is not primarily simply a reenactment of what took place 2,000 years ago on this night, nor is it simply for us to remember what happened. No, it is truly the body and blood of Jesus, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. It is the proclamation of Christ's death. We celebrate his death and resurrection, and we partake of this meal until he comes again in glory. In this New Testament in Jesus' blood, we are allowed, indeed we are commanded, to drink the blood of Christ, that is in, with, and under the wine. For the life is in the blood. The blood that was shed in Jesus, by Jesus in death, he now gives you to bring life. Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. In conclusion, I ask you to consider this hymn that so beautifully puts these themes together for us this evening. Water, blood, and spirit crying, by their witness testifying to the one whose death-defying life has come with life for all. In a watery grave are buried all our sins that Jesus carried. Christ, the ark of life, has ferried us across death's raging flood. Dark the way, yet Christ precedes us. Past the scowl of death he leads us, spreads a table where he feeds us with his body and his blood. Though around us death is seething, God his two-edged sword unsheathing, by his spirit life is breathing through the living, active word. Spirit, water, blood entreating, working faith and its completing in the one whose death-defeating life has come with life for all. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.